This is Hoda Kotb from Joy 101 with Hoda Kotb. Okay, have you ever showed up late to the game and your friends already saved you a seat, your drink, even a plate? That's looking out. That's having your back. And that's exactly what AT&T does with the AT&T Guarantee. They know staying connected matters, so they actually guarantee a network that comes through when it counts. AT&T has connectivity you can depend on, or they'll proactively make it right. Just like that friend who takes care of things before you even ask. AT&T, connecting changes everything. Terms and conditions apply. Visit att.com/guarantee for details.
Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It is day 2 of the big Nintendo Direct double whammy.
You do have to specify today because it's not yesterday when we also had a Nintendo Direct.
Yes, it's today, we not must yesterday
specify.
Today.
Yes, in
don't
the
be
present.
Confused. In the present.
Who knows what? Let's do it again tomorrow.
Today.
Let's do it again.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Triple header, let's do it.
A triple.
Sounds fun.
Kirby's triple Nintendo Direct. But yes, there was another Nintendo Direct this morning in which that we reacted to, and now we're here doing the deep dive. So that's exciting. What a week.
Yeah.
What a week.
Even more details to get to the bottom of. The crumbs that have started to fall into the couch of the internet, we have found them. We have retrieved them, and we're here to share them.
There's always some questions.
Game details, game pricing, amiibo prices that I did not like.
Exactly.
Other things like that.
How and when to get certain things, when and which certain things are coming out.
But also a bigger discussion of, did Nintendo make the right decision to do the double direct? And are we feeling good about the future of Switch 2? And much more.
All the big things.
Yeah.
So you were mentioning today is not yesterday. Yesterday we had a reaction to the Zelda 40th anniversary Nintendo Direct and another podcast deep diving into the Zelda 40th anniversary. So both those videos are already on the channel live. So you can watch those if you didn't get a chance to watch those yet.
And the reaction from this morning's Direct, that's up if you want to see it. Lots to catch up on if you've been falling behind.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of content. I'm feeling it a little bit now. I was like adrenaline high in the morning.
Oh, no.
And this always happens where I start to come down a little bit. I did have some sugar like right before. I had like a bag of candy right before, right before I walked in here. But it is. You're right. You said this morning we're more than halfway through.
Yeah.
So we're seeing the finish line here, but it's been a very fun and very exciting week. About yesterday, though.
What about it?
The Zelda stuff.
Well, there was some additional
drama.
Well, there was some things that in the podcast yesterday were kind of unfolding either as we were recording that or afterwards
into the evening
that I think are worth just touching upon. So, you know, we did have that question from a Patreon subscriber of like, how come nothing was ready to go when the Direct ended, and everybody's like, yeah, I'd like to pre-order this, and it wasn't up, and I want to do that. The concert site led you to some weird
404 non-site. Not found.
It did look like that was a bit of a mess yesterday in terms of, especially for people who wanted to get that console. That looked like a very tough thing. I saw, you know, people were sharing. Those are all over eBay right now.
Are they sold out?
Neither of us were in the market for one of those, it's like, I feel bad for the people who did want those. I'm thankful that I didn't have to deal with it.
Right. Seemed very confusing. Are they sold out or is it unclear?
I don't know. Who knows?
Unclear.
Who knows?
Somebody tried to get, our good friend Nintendo Fangirl posted, she was trying to get the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
And that was sold out. So.
Well, there was also the Pro Controller that came with the stand that was like
only available at the store
through Nintendo,
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of variations. And of course, Nintendo doesn't want to tell you what anything costs or how to get anything. You just kind of have to refresh endlessly.
Or poke around yourself to get the information, which is frustrating.
That was also the case for some of the stuff today where I was looking at their press release and they're like, here's a link to this thing. And I would click it and it's like, this does not exist. So that's something for them to, that's a kink for them to think about and iron out in the future. On more positive news, I said yesterday I was hopeful that physical Ocarina of Time would be available at a discount at some of the retailers.
That's been happening.
Like these physical Switch 2 games have been. That is the case.
Great.
So Walmart, Amazon, I'm not sure if any others are following suit, but if you want that, and again, this should be the version that's got the gold foil, the first run.
It should be the first run.
It's
$10
off. Find your retailer of choice. And yeah, I got that for $10 off. I've got that ready to go. So
nice.
Check that box.
Excellent.
I'm asking people to spend a lot of money over the last 2 days.
Hope you guys saved
up. And again, we're
going to
get
money.
Into how much some of this stuff actually
it's
costs.
It's kind of
and
expensive.
It's like, oh, decisions are going to need to be made here.
Not just on like which game to purchase, but all these special editions.
Yeah, it's not actually just a free-for-all shopping spree.
No.
Unfortunately.
If we want it to be, but it is not. Yeah. For our wonderful Patreon subscribers, and you can join us at patreon.com/KitAndKrista for tons of exclusive content this week. Our big post-Nintendo Direct bonus Q&A will be happening for our Patreon subscribers. We've already been gathering. People are asking the questions. If anyone is part of our Patreon that wants to ask more questions, we're taking them. But that's going to be a chunky chunk of a bonus Q&A, just kind of wrap up the big exciting week of all the stuff that we learned and things that got announced. Like that should be a really good,
And that'll be coming Thursday, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
Unless there's a third direct that somehow emerges from the shadows.
10 minutes. This is Miyamoto. Comes the Marvel.
Honestly,
the Zelda movie direct.
Honestly, I'm down.
It could happen.
I'm down for it. Honestly,
don't rule it out.
Honestly, I've enjoyed this.
This is Miyamoto. Could
it hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been flawless, but I have enjoyed this.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's perfect. That's not what we're...
It's gonna be perfect!
Yikes. I think it's fun to have the highs and lows. It's like a roller coaster ride.
Okay, yeah.
You know? It's fun to have that.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, let's not wait too long to dig into this meaty direct. Of course, we got to shout out our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Factor. And listen, some things happen where your routine takes a hit. Look at us.
Look at what happens.
You're looking
to
at
us
two people whose routines have been taking a hit. You've got to go to bed early. You got to wake up early. You got to be editing 24/7, even while you're sleeping.
I don't have time to eat.
Which means, guess what? You wind down, boom, delicious Factor meal ready and waiting for you in just a matter of minutes. You're eating something delicious and also healthy.
Exactly. This is where you don't want to really compromise on your eating because you're so busy. Like, we're both so busy this week. I haven't had time to, like, really stop and cook, you know, myself a healthy meal. So Factor is definitely the go-to for that. They have so many meals that are all dietitian designed, chef crafted. They've also banned, 175 ingredients.
Banned.
That's a lot of bad things for you.
Hashtag banned.
Pretty hard to track.
That's a large number.
It's a
large number.
And it's ready in 2 minutes, which is kind of the time that I have. I like heat it up and I eat and edit at the same time. So that's the routine this week, and it's been very helpful.
They have some new additions to the menu. Which of these sound good? Salmon burgers, shredded pork and collard greens.
Yum.
Also seasonal items like pumpkin flavored cheesecake and pumpkin protein shakes.
Oh, here we go.
It's September. It's time for that pumpkin.
It's pumpkin time.
It is time for that. And 97% of Factor users agree that it helps them to live a healthier life.
I agree with that.
So the benefits are many.
I'm one of the 97% of users.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/KitAndKrista50 off. We get to do this to cap off this great week. Wow. And use code KitAndKrista50 off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until October 31st. That's Halloween. That's code KitAndKrista50 off at factormeals.com. KitAndKrista50 off at factormeals.com. See website for more details.
And we'll put the link right over here with a QR code for you to scan and also in the description below.
All right, here we go. So a bit more of a mixed reaction to this direct is I think what we've been able to surmise. And, you know, that could be the case for a number of reasons, but I think just, you know, to start off this conversation, now that they've both happened, do you think Nintendo made the right decision to split these out and do the back-to-backs?
Well, I'm sure they had this discussion when they made this decision of the pros and cons, but there are certainly pros and cons. It's like what we were saying yesterday, like, wow, it's so nice that they were able to have like the breathing room in the Zelda 40th anniversary direct to do something as special as that symphony opener to give us that moment of celebration. But it's tough to do that when you are combining directs and making a call on, you know, how much time you have. You're very limited on the runtime. So I think, you know, they decided that the pros outweighs the cons. Some of the cons, which I think is mainly reflected in today's Direct, is just the expectation management part of it, which is really tough to do.
A major factor.
Yeah, really tough to do. First of all, they promoted that Direct very early because of the Labor Day holiday.
Yeah.
So they were kind of like hamstrung there a little bit. Which caused people to just completely spiral out of control, as they tend to do. And then, of course, when you have a thing where you're like double whammy direct time, people are like, oh my gosh, you're splitting into two, so the second one must be huge. There must be some huge announcement that you're wanting to keep as some kind of highlight in there. So that caused some expectation management issues as well. So I think, and then of course with the general directs, it's just kind of a mixed bag because you're going to get more variety of games and content. So that's just what it is. Like, we're tuning in for a Zelda direct. We know we're getting Zelda stuff, and you're a Zelda fan, so you're probably going to be fine.
Right.
So it's just harder, you know, and there's going to be a percentage of things in that general direct that does not vibe with you and a percentage of things that does. And it's just like, what is that percentage? And if it's a lower percentage for you, then you're going to think it sucks. But it might be a higher percentage for somebody else. So it's just kind of the way it is with these kind of general
Or if you have any experience with some of these third-party games, it's like, all right, great, but I already played that
years ago
in some cases on another system.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah it's going to depend on
it's
the person.
It's going to depend on the person.
But, yeah, I agree the expectation management was a major challenge for this because that happened on a Friday, and here we are on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's just days and days.
Passed.
And it's like, if I'm Nintendo, I'm taking a really close look at what they did for the Star Fox Direct, where it's like, this is Miyamoto, see you in 10 minutes, it's happening. And there's just no time for that to happen. It's just like, okay, I'm just consuming this and watching this for what it is.
Right.
Yes, there are trade-offs. People cannot plan their lives around watching it, but they'll watch it late. They'll make time to watch it, or they'll find some other
way. This is big enough where people will eventually watch it, right? So,
and, you know, the other thing is, like, this is another Direct that was severely impacted by leaks. Mm-hmm. So Metroid Ravenous did leak by their own hand. Unfortunately, through was it the Brazilians? Remember, it had that funny name. It was like the Federation of such and such.
It was some weird name. Basically, the Brazilian ESRB.
Pretty much, right? So
yeah.
that was not, you know, one of these other nefarious leakers. They did it to themselves. Oops! But definitely impacted. I think the reception of this, because instead of like, oh my god, a new Metroid game, is like, yes, this is the thing
confirmed.
That I had heard about.
The name, too. The name is such a cool name.
Yeah.
Once again, it's like these Metroid names, they get a lot of discussion, a lot of like, you know, there's a lot of like elbowing, like, did you get it? Kind of flair to it. And when it leaks, you kind of lose all of that, you know, which is really unfortunate.
Right.
Still looks great.
Right.
I mean, but yes, you lose the element of surprise.
Yeah, and then, you know, we time's going to have to pass to see what happens. But there, you know, yesterday we mentioned this new leaker who's on the scene, who I guess is not a new leaker.
Mm-hmm.
We don't follow that world super closely. Mallow, who was claiming, you know, about a new Smash Brothers. If you look closely at what this person said, they didn't say a new Smash Brothers is going to be in the Direct. They said a new Smash Brothers is in development. But I think people just saw the proximity
the
to them saying this and the Direct, like, oh, it's going to be in the Direct.
Yeah.
I didn't buy for a second that was going to be in the Direct.
I didn't think that was going to be in the Direct.
But again, you give people time.
Stew over it.
Yeah, this is, you know, somebody who has a track, oh, this person was right about this. So this is just what happens.
Your brain starts to believe, you know?
Then,
and also, if you really, really want that thing to happen, you start to have, like, the fan copium.
Right, I mean, it says a lot. Like, I saw, like, Hungry Box, who's a big Smash Brothers player. He's like, I put down $1,000 on this. I'm betting money that this is going to get announced.
So he's got some money.
So, I mean, depending on who you're, who you're listening to or who you trust, you just get on board. Like, yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, I guess more so now is, like, is it more so fun to be wrong just to hope, or is it not fun?
I don't know, but again, we mentioned this somewhere in the run-up to this. It's like, we have not had the 10 out of 10 direct in a long time. They've all been like B's, 7.5s out of 10 for a long time.
Yeah.
So to think that, oh, now this is the one. It's all happening here. It's like, I don't know, that's kind of not what these have been for a while.
It's true, but like, I think that makes it even more challenging for people because they're like, well, we haven't had it for a while, so they must be saving it for X date, for X direct. So then people start to get worked up.
Again, I mean, all these things will eventually happen.
Sure, of course. They will happen within the Switch 2
You completely faked me. I believed you when you were like, oh, this is 3D Mario.
I thought it was.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah. In the back of my mind, though, I was like, oh, this doesn't look exactly like a 3D Mario, but I totally bought in on what you were saying.
As soon as I saw the little house, I was like, wait, no, this is Kirby.
But then when it was Kirby, I was like, oh, okay, fine, because I know 3D Mario is going to be coming eventually.
Yeah, but there is a person out there that maybe thought it was 3D Mario and is very disappointed right now, right?
Yeah,
so, again, it just depends on your, like, checklist of things that you wanted it, you wanted it to be, and if they, you know, what percentage was checked.
Right. So back to the original question. I really like the big thinking and the grandiose aspect of this. And again, aside from, you know, whether you like the directs or not, it was fun.
It was really fun.
And it did feel different. It did feel special. Even Mr. Koizumi mentioned that.
Yes, first time ever.
At the top. He's like, yeah, we don't really do this.
Yeah, we've never done this, is what he said.
Right, right.
So,
but
special.
As far as would they do this again, I lean towards maybe not.
I lean towards no. I think this was a very special circumstance because of Zelda. Zelda's such a huge deal. So I think we're back to more normal.
Still time to do a redo on the Mario Anniversary and announce Mario 64 Remake.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Or this is Miyamoto and the Zelda movie is here.
I mean, that's...
That could happen any day.
I think we're in close proximity to that actually happening.
That could happen any day.
To that actually happening.
Yeah, that could be the next one of these, right?
And they were also pretty true to the pre-promotion of like, hey, these games are not going to be in the deep future. Like, this stuff is going
to
be...
They tried to manage expectations.
I think they said winter was the focus.
Yeah, they try to manage expectations.
And like something like Kirby was the spring. But it's like, yeah, you were actually pretty honest to that. And considering like we already knew pretty much everything for this year.
Right.
There's not a ton of space to fill in for the following
3 months into 2027. Do you think that they, after seeing what happened here, they would ever change up their pre-promotion strategy? I mean, this one was a little bit different because of the holiday.
I think they should. And I think also now, like, I think they're sort of feeling out the best way, like, where stuff should go. Like, should stuff go on a Nintendo Today? Like, they have all these different avenues now. Mm-hmm. I even saw some people saying, like, yeah, I would have rather have seen Metroid and Kirby in a Nintendo Today drop versus making me sit through a 45-minute direct that I didn't really care for anything beyond those two things. So I think that's something for them, that's some homework for them to do, is like
really looking into these channels.
It's like we can just throw everything in a direct, but is that the best way to do it? Like, what if we had been, you know, tightly edited this direct to make it tighter, in which case you could have combined them, or things could go on Nintendo Today. I don't think they've completely figured that out.
They're still working through that, for sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I also, like, I am sympathetic, because it's like, look, it's our job to do this for these directs. Other people, it's like, they're taking time out of their lives. Like, it's during, like, work hours. Like, people have school. Like,
waking up early,
people have stuff going on. It's like, it is like, a, quote, like, sacrifice to take that time if you want to watch this live, like, in the moment. So it's like, if it doesn't deliver, it's gonna sting more.
It's disappointing.
Versus us, it's like, yeah, well, we're up, we're here doing it either way.
Yeah.
So it's like, I do recognize, like, you know, we were not as harsh on this direct, but that's a factor for sure of going into it. Because it's like, I took the morning off of work because I was hyped for this thing and it didn't deliver. It's like, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, that I get that, but also, like, it's one of those things where...
And you made me do it twice.
Don't hype it up for yourself too much, you know? Because you know it's not going to be like everything is going to be in this direct. We've already learned that lesson, I thought. So
let's look at just like what, because there was so much. I think it's kind of like the Game Awards where you come out of it and you forget everything.
Exactly what was announced.
So top reveals, I think it's a pretty top-heavy direct. I do think after the first like four things, it starts to trail off. And I think even some of these things in our top four are debatable. Kirby and the World Beyond and Metroid Ravenous, those are the very clear top two.
Yeah.
I think for us, this Star Fox multiplayer update is actually
That's
like really
hype.
Big.
I was really hyped for this. Because I just did not think they were going to continue to support this
game. I didn't either.
And that was a very pleasant surprise.
I mean, that's a legit, like, really good multiplayer mode.
So much
that,
fun.
That was a little light on the content. So yeah. For them to, I think they basically doubled the number of maps.
It's I think that's awesome.
That is really cool.
Not just maps, too, but, like, what you're doing, like, those.
Yeah, they all have different objectives.
They all have different objectives. They're all incredibly creative and fun. We love playing the multiplayer mode, and we had so much fun playing with our community. And we were, after playing it with you know, for a little while, we were like, oh, if only they could add more, because it's so good. And they did. It's so amazing.
Yeah, but 1UP Club subscribers, this will be the September meetup game.
Yes, get ready. You know you want this too.
It's coming out just in time.
You know you want this too.
Star Fox Adventures on NSO, so more Star Fox. I don't know if people are kind of like over Star Fox at this point. It's like the hype has died.
But this is a really good Star Fox game.
Not only is it, you know, we needed GameCube games, this is a good one and one that people were looking for.
Yeah.
So I think that's really great. So again, I think even those two things, like you could debate like whether those were the top things.
There really wasn't that much first party stuff.
Well, that's another thing. Like a lot of people were saying like this wasn't far from being
a partner direct showcase, or
remember when Nintendo Directs were about Nintendo.
First party games, yeah.
And again, the just enough generation, they're spacing this stuff out. They're giving you as little as possible to make it last.
And they're trying to use finally, you know, the ability of third party to, you know, develop for Switch 2. Now they're finally able to do that and port things over. They're using that to their advantage.
I think they're genuinely proud of the third party output.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is great.
As they should be.
You should check this stuff out.
As they should be.
You know, top third-party stuff, the Resident Evil remakes, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Monster Hunter, Layton and Yo-Kai Watch. There's also a big Persona thing.
Yeah.
Block at the end.
Yep.
Now, again, everything, well, with the exception of the level 5 stuff.
Uh-huh. Was already announced.
Most of this stuff has already been released.
Persona 6 has been announced.
The Persona stuff.
Other platforms.
Is still coming.
Yeah. We've seen that announcement before.
Right.
But they're not necessarily new games. They're not new games.
You may have played these games years ago.
Right. On other platforms.
I mean, in the case of the Capcom stuff and Kingdom Come, we did that.
Yes. Yes, we exactly. Did. Yeah. Capcom stuff, we. Yes, all top three. Well, I didn't play the Resident Evil remakes. You did. This is on other platforms.
You played Resident Evil 4 remake.
Oh, I did. Yes.
You did.
Of course. Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't play 2 or 3. Anyways, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, I played that already. Monster Hunter Wilds, we played a lot of this already. Surprising that was the opener also.
Big in Japan. Really big in Japan.
It's a big game. It's definitely a big game, but not a first-party game to open, which was...
No.
Surprising to me.
Not the strongest opener, honestly.
I always thought that they, for like general directs, they start with a first party game as an opener.
My prediction was kind of invert. I thought, okay, you're going to start with the Kirby game and end with Metroid.
Metroid just kind of ended up in the middle.
If you had started with Metroid and ended with Kirby, I feel like that would have been a way better.
Why didn't they do that? Why do you think? That's very strange. They had two games.
It's a big deal in Japan to have the Monster Hunter game on your system.
Why didn't they start with Kirby and end with Metroid?
Metroid is a smaller franchise than Kirby. Just look at the numbers, you know? It just is.
Metroid's for the fans.
But yeah, I think you could debate that.
That's a very strange...
Worth questioning.
Pacing-wise, it was a little odd, I think.
Yeah, I thought the first, like, 25-ish minutes or so were good, and then there was a lull, and then there was a really good stretch that had Metroid, and what was the other thing there? And then there was another lull, and then Kirby, and then it ended.
Yeah, it was.
So there were ups and
downs.
There
were some ups and downs. I was getting like a little bit bored, and then they dropped Metroid, and then I was like happy again.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but yes, it is. When you look at it like this, it is some obvious things here. Is that very light on new first party games? Some good updates to, you know, either existing game. Like there's a Mario Kart update that we'll talk about. There's the Star Fox stuff that's really exciting. There was the Age of Calamity Switch 2 edition. Like, there was some, like, updates to existing first-party things. But, like, in terms of new games announced for Switch 2, it was on the lighter side.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the Nintendo first party lineup from now through just what's been announced.
Yeah.
There may be a couple smaller omissions here. I apologize for that. This is mostly the big stuff, though. September 17th, Fire Emblem Fortunes Weave. September 29th, the Star Fox multiplayer update. October 22nd, Switch Sports Resort. November 5th, Zelda Ocarina of Time. November 12th, Pikmin 4 Switch 2 Edition and Dandori Academy. It's early December, I didn't write down the date. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Switch 2 Edition. January 28th, Metroid Ravenous. February 25th, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity Definitive Edition. Nothing in March at the moment, I'm sure that'll change. We have Kirby and the World Beyond for spring, and then we have these 2027 games, Xenoblade Chronicles Genesis and Pokemon Winds and Waves, and Pokemon is probably closing out the year.
Next year.
Yes.
Yes, that will be like the November game next year.
So
that's pretty
stacked. I come away from this thinking, boy, 2027 could be really stacked.
Yeah.
So we got a Metroid, we got a Kirby, we got a Xenoblade and a Pokemon. 3D Mario is supposedly coming in 2027.
Yeah. I think it still is.
And who knows what else? Coming in like summer.
Right. June or something.
Or it could be like, that could be like September to Pokemon's November.
November, yeah. That's all possible.
That's a crazy year.
All possible.
That's a crazy
year. That's a huge year. Huge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at it, maybe don't be disappointed.
And I mean, again, we just did last week, we did the podcast talking about like we're inundated with games to play through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which is why it's like, yeah, I'm not going to sweat this thing that didn't get announced because I have so many games to play right now, I can barely keep up.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
A notable omission, though, from this list and from the entire Nintendo Direct was the Duskbloods.
What the heck is going on with this? This is the strangest thing that I've ever encountered.
That's really weird.
Truly, because it was in that big, like, you know, Switch 2 Direct. It was, you know, earmarked, highlighted as this, like, huge get for Nintendo and almost treated like a first-party game, even though FromSoft is making it. And then it was, like, nothing for a long time. And then we had the network test, which was fine. And then radio silence.
It seemed
again.
Like that would be the jumping off point for something more.
For more information, right. For more confirmation.
But it certainly wasn't.
Yeah, so as of now, we still have no, like, sort of, you know, from Nintendo or FromSoft, like, overview trailer or anything like that. We have no launch date, even though it's supposed to be this year still. We have no additional information on, like, how you can get this game. Like, is there going to be other things associated with it, like...
So they've continued to say it's this year. Do you believe that?
I still feel like it's maybe December of this year.
Could be.
But what's going on? Now I'm very suspicious because I thought it was going to be in here.
I don't think there's anything nefarious. I think FromSoft is just like, you know, we've reached a point where we can do this with our games. We don't have to like lead people along. Just like playing the experience of playing the games. You're going to have a bit of a mystery of figuring it out. And we're going to take the time we need. And we're not going to make these commitments that we can't live up to. And I don't think Nintendo is in a position to like push FromSoft. Hey, wrap it up. We got to put this game out. It's like I think they're like, yeah, do whatever you need, and we'll help you. We'll help you when you're ready.
So they're just giving them the breathing room.
I think they're just
like,
yeah, we're still working on it. We don't know.
Do you think there's like more from the network test that they expected, and now they're trying to like work through all of
that
stuff?
Well, I'm sure that that's an undertaking to analyze all of that and implement whatever they want from that into the game. You can't just do that in a week.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I don't know.
Do you think it's coming out this year?
I don't know if it's more than they expected. I mean, at this point, it would have to be December.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't be surprised if they're like, yeah, it'll be next year.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess anything.
I don't think something bad is happening with this game, though.
I think they're just continuing along. I mean, we played the game and it was fun.
I think they want to make it as good as it's going to be, up to their level of quality, which is extremely high.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, everything will work itself out when we're ready.
I just wish they'd give us some official information, though, even if it doesn't have a launch date.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I would too.
Just a trailer that could just confirm some details would be great.
Yeah. I mean, you played it.
I played it.
Made multiple videos on it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. But it's just, it's like, so are they going to say anything official at all at any point?
So. Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows? It's definitely different.
Yeah, it's a different approach.
It's a different approach, yeah.
Kirby and the World Beyond, is this a true open world game?
I know, we were trying to decide.
So here's the description from the press release. A new 3D adventure is on the horizon for Kirby. Freely explore an expansive world and put Kirby's copy abilities to creative use as you uncover what awaits in Kirby and the World Beyond.
Okay.
And that's pretty similar language to what they said in the Direct.
It's true.
Itself.
They said explore an expansive world in the Direct itself. I don't know. It's hard to judge from what we saw, but it kind of looks open.
I mean, at a minimum, the areas looked a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Than Forgotten Land.
Yeah. Is it kind of like Donkey Kong?
And that was something also. Yeah, that might be a good comparison.
Yeah, there's layers, but each layer is pretty big. You can explore it.
Yeah, that could be a really good comparison. I remember like when we were doing Forgotten Land, like even in Nintendo, there was a lot of like, well, we like open zone, or it's like, well, yeah, what does this mean?
Like semantics.
What does
right?
this mean?
Semantics.
I like your. Your Donkey Kong comparison.
I
would be happy if that was the scope of it.
Yeah.
And again, like this point of creatively using copy abilities.
Right.
Like I'm assuming there's a lot of like aha moments of, oh, I didn't know this would result in that.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
It's like almost like the exploration is tied to the copy abilities, which can be kind of neat. It's like, oh, I need to use the fire to like burn through this area to get to the next, to get to the secret or whatever. That seems really fun to me. It's more than just like, let me use it to defeat enemies.
Yeah.
It's more so for exploration. I mean, the game looked beautiful and Kirby looked really cute. I love his little eyes.
They're very
bright and shiny.
I mean, I like the idea of he's been living in this dome.
This hologram simulation or something, and now he's being
exposed to the real world. I think that's neat. I don't know, they might need to catch up on like getting people back hyped into Kirby because you know, after Forgotten Land, I was like, oh, this IP, like, leveled up.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, like, a top list IP.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it just closed a Nintendo Direct and not everybody was sold.
Right,
so
right.
You might need to, and it's been a little bit slower for Kirby releases. Typically, they just nonstop.
Yeah.
So they might need to ramp it
we
back up.
We did have Air Riders.
We can eradicate food deserts with this technology.
This is Hoda Kotb from Joy 101 with Hoda Kotb. And that was Jalea Hemmings. She and her husband created Nourish and Bloom Market, an AI-powered grocery store. Scan a QR code to enter, pick what you need, and walk out. Or as Jalea puts it,
tap, grab, and go 24/7. We started to get flooded with folks saying, hey, I need you in my city.
It became their mission to develop a store that could open within 3 months, even without any infrastructure.
And just when we were like, how are we going to accomplish this goal, we won the AT&T Small Business Contest grant. That $50,000 got us over the finish line where we built the first AI-powered grocery shipping container in the country.
For Jalea, it's about building a legacy to show the world that you can solve any problem when you work together.
Having the support of AT&T, the city of Atlanta, is huge. Look at how many people we've been able to help.
Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a different kind of Kirby game.
Yeah.
But it is featuring Kirby as the main character.
True.
And there was a lot of people playing that last year. So it's like, True. It's not like Kirby's not been around, you know? So, yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, it wasn't like a bad closer, you know? I definitely was like, oh, this is so cute. This looks fun. Yeah, I'm excited to play this game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I understand why people are saying, like, why is this the closer,
yeah.
you know?
Let's talk about the Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity Definitive Edition.
This is a great game.
I think when we were watching this update, and it, you know, 60 frames, more enemies on screen, all sorts of other stuff, I think we were like, oh, might this be free?
Like a free update?
Or is this like one of those like very reasonable, affordable Switch 2 editions? $1.
No, that's what it was for like Fantasy Life. It was like
$1.25.
That was
the one that happened once. That happened once.
Well, they did it.
Well, this is $30.
I'm not paying for this
so
at all.
So the full game is $60. There is a discount for people who already own the game.
This is wild.
To $30, and that's pretty high.
That is so not worth it. No offense to people that bought this, but like for me, that is so not worth it. I mean, this is a good game. It's not that good. Definitely not good enough for me to play it again for $30. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised at this.
Ridiculous. Shameless.
It's pretty easy to just cross it off the list.
Oh, it's
of like,
okay,
off. This is not for me.
Even if it was $5, I probably wouldn't even consider it.
Yeah. More reasonably, the Pikmin 4 Switch 2 Edition
Much
upgrade
better.
Is $10.
Okay.
And my assumption from the looks of this is that includes the Dandori Academy stuff?
Yes, it looks like it's plus Dandori Academy.
Well, that seems like a steal in comparison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to enroll in Dandori Academy?
No,
no,
I'm not. This does not seem fun to me. I don't like the idea of taking the tests on the weekends.
Yeah.
Why are they...
Some of the wording that they were using, I guess they're trying to have the school thematic, but...
But no one wants to be in school. It's not fun.
I don't think it's working the way you want it to.
Also, it's like, it feels pressured. Like, oh, I got to take a test.
I'm going to Kumon to study for
Dandori Academy.
That's what
Dandori it feels like.
Academy.
It feels like that. It literally feels like that to me. I'm already, like, traumatized. Yeah. I have, like, PTSD.
My mom won't let me out of my room until I ace my Dandori Academy test.
And it's Saturday, and I got to keep making potatoes go into the spaceship, and I can't even get a
all
gold medal.
All the types of potatoes.
Sweet potato, purple potato.
Yukon gold, russet. Yams,
fingerling. It is fall.
Yeah, potato season is here. Yeah,
yeah, potato season.
They know.
You can talk to Ochi, voice commands.
Yeah, they're
How
really
do you feel
into
about
the
that?
Voice back-to-back days with
talking to
Nintendo
the microphone.
Developers doing weird voice commands into a Switch 2.
Ochi, come here, Ochi.
All right. Sure. You didn't play Pikmin 4 at all, or what? Remind me?
I think I played the demo.
You played the demo. I would love for you to play full Pikmin 4.
I don't know.
But it sounds like you're not gonna.
I'm not gonna.
All right, fine.
Ochi's cute, though.
Okay.
I like Ochi.
The Mario Kart World update. We were a little confused at the function of...
Mm-hmm. Of these classic courses?
These original Mario Kart courses. And the update, you didn't check this out yet, did you?
Not yet.
Unfortunately, we didn't have time to load it up and see. But I found the patch notes. So, first of all, beyond those, Propeller Rally and Turnip Rally are new Mario Knockout Tour routes.
That's good.
That you can do. So that's
keep
cool.
adding to that. That's good because yes. I think that those get stale after a while, and when they add new ones, people do jump back in. We jumped back in for those, and that was fun.
Totally. So the classic courses, it says the following courses have been added to Versus Race, Time Trials, and Races in Online Play and Wireless Play.
Oh, okay. So Online Play as well. Okay.
So does that mean in Online Play I could potentially come upon one of these as a standalone race? We've really got to just boot this up and see for ourselves. But I thought this was cool. So within each of the kind of pillar tracks, Mario Circuit, you have Circuit 1, Circuit 2, and Circuit 3.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Valley 1, 2, and 3. Chaco Mountain 1 and 2. Vanilla Lake 1. Koopa Beach 1. So they're not all as extensive, but for them to build in
like multiple,
more than one,
right.
That's kind of more than I expected. So
I like that little map of like the retro course in the corner, like with the question marks on the floor.
Yeah, the fact that you drive over them.
They did take some care into recreating those.
I appreciate the attention to detail. I really do want to check this out. But again, I'm having a bit of a hard time understanding, like, what is the limitation of how...
Yeah, when can I do these?
That's
my question.
Play this.
Yeah, when can I play these courses? And can I select these courses only?
Yeah.
And play through all of them? Like, is that an option? I guess maybe.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. We gotta try it. But it's cool.
So this was one of the other things that was, you know, some such and such leaker, it may have been that same leaker, was saying, like, oh, there's going to be a Star Fox-themed... paid expansion Mario Kart. Well, obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah. These are just normal, like, they've been doing these Mario Kart updates, these sort of, like,
I think this is cool,
patching it here and there.
Yeah,
and these are all good, right? And they're all cool, and we've definitely gone back to Mario Kart when they've done these, so I think this is a good thing that they should keep doing until they're ready to drop a bigger sort of paid DLC kind of thing, you know?
I would just love, like, you know, now that they're a bit more regularly doing these free updates, I would just love one that's, like, quality of life for open world. Because I really want to do more in the open world, but every time I do, like, I experience some amount of friction.
Yeah.
Just, like, stopping me from getting the most out of it. It's like, this could be... And a lot of it's just, like, you know, finding the points, when you're doing them over and over again, it feels like a lot of like wasted time of, like, I'm watching this scene again.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Like, I would love for them to just take a closer look at that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Metroid Ravenous, we have a price. It is $60 digital, $70 physical. If you want that special edition, though, that's going to be $120.
Does it come with that amiibo?
We'll get to the amiibo in a moment. Okay. The answer is yes, though.
That's not that bad of a price.
So, you know, I don't know about you, I had an interesting experience when we were watching this trailer in the Direct. Mm. It was like, okay, this is Metroid, this is
Dread.
This is a Mercury Steam Metroid, but am I sure it's not a Metroid Dread, like, Switch 2 edition? And eventually we saw enough of it where it's like,
it obviously is a new game.
But I do think, like, when you see just, like, the gameplay of, like, Samus running left to right, it does look a lot like Dread.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's Dread. It's Dread too.
Right.
I mean, there is really no, like, major innovation beyond the look.
Well, there's the whole, you know, feeding off of your enemies.
You have her ravenous powers.
Right. So I think that's an interesting contrast to the box art, the tone of the trailer. All felt very different. Like, even, like, this kind of, like, what would you call this font? This ravenous?
Like, this is like the 90s font, right, that you see on, like, an energy drink.
Like that neon pink color. Yeah. The music was very, like, different from a traditional...
Like, very rock, very...
Very, like, hard rock.
Hard rock, forward. Yep. Mm-hmm. She's talking.
So it seems like they're trying to take a bit of a different tone with this game.
Yeah. Feels like kind of hardcore versus Dread was very, like, remember how Dread was supposed to be, like, this, like, horror game almost?
Right, with the Emmys.
The Emmys, and, like, you know, there was a lot of talk about, like, oh, the sneaking around and the stealth. This feels like, you're going, like, full fours, I'm just going to rip your head off and eat you kind of vibe, right?
Yeah, so I'm interested to see more of, like, this marketing angle and just this presentation angle. Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited that they're about taking. This.
Yeah.
This looks really good.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Our friend Stealth, this is translated.
Okay.
So it is not perfect. I think this is from either a Japanese website or a Japanese channel, official Nintendo. A game description that is interesting.
Okay.
After her ship crash lands on a moon, Samus is ambushed by a mysterious group of assassins. Severely wounded from the attack, the bounty hunter must now navigate an underground world and gain new abilities to find her way back to the surface. The five space ninjas, who ambushed Samus lie in wait for her throughout this labyrinthian world. Face them in thrilling one-on-one battles where you'll get up close and personal with these assassins and their powerful weaponry. Mm. Space ninjas. So, take that with a grain of salt. I don't know if that is going to be the official terminology here.
Yeah.
This is just whatever auto-translation stealth use.
Yeah, I do. In the trailer, they
space ninjas though.
I like the idea of space ninjas. They showed like the guys wearing the big
hats. Wearing the big hats, yeah.
Yeah, they look kind of like you know like samurai or Japanese type assassins.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I like that she was transforming into her like ravenous mode where she looks like Scyther and she wants to scream and kill you.
So they just completely spoil, like, I saw a lot of people saying, like, oh no, you spoiled the Metroid suit. And I didn't know that. And I don't know if I believe everybody who's crying about that.
What?
They spoiled it.
Come on.
It's years later.
This is an amiibo.
Many years have passed.
Yeah, it's called the, what is it called?
It's called the Metroid suit.
Oh, the Metroid, it's called literally
it's called the Metroid suit.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's that all green
it's
one.
It's the green one, yes.
Where she like hulks out and
screams.
Goes crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, presumably, like this could just pick up right from the end of Dread. It's like, all right, I'm leaving one place. Oh no, I got waylaid again.
She was escaping that planet and she had already had the Metroid that power already as she's escaping in Dread. So yeah, you're right. It could be like literally the moments after that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. She was like, I was trying to get out of here.
Trying to go home, yeah.
Yeah, geez, this is the worst.
But we did get that kind of short monologue at the opening. There were some really cool cut scenes.
So cool.
In that trailer. So I think that's one to watch. That'd be a good trailer to watch a couple times. Melee Counter's back.
Now I love the Melee Counter.
Seems like a good bet that there might be a Switch 2 edition of Dread before this comes out.
Oh.
I guess maybe it wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, why not?
Seems like that would be great.
I think
a lot of people would want to replay this.
We recently replayed.
We have a spoiler cast
so
for this if you want to check
for Dread, yeah. It's so
that
good.
Spoiler cast is actually free. That's a free item on our Patreon.
Oh, there you go. Get ready for this.
If you want to check that out, if you want to find out what our Patreon is about, you can watch or listen to this Metroid Dread spoiler cast for free.
Wow, I didn't know we were giving away things for
check
free.
Check it out. You knew that.
I did not know
You
that.
Did know that. So the amiibo for this game, we got pricing information, and this is where I start to feel some pain. So there's the Samus.
You really like the Samus.
The Samus amiibo is $25. I'm definitely getting that.
With
that
the big, with the arm?
Yeah, with like the pink the, smoke
the
coming
pink
out of the
smoke.
Arm. Looks super cool.
Oh man, but
the Chozo statue is $45.
I have to get this.
Oh, you're going to get
that. I love this thing.
Oh, this is the solution.
My problem is, there's no tiny Morph Ball Samus in the hand. I'm making I'll 3D print a Morph Ball and put it in the Chozo's hand.
I love this solution.
This is the coolest amiibo that I have ever seen.
I mean, you can see from the box, it is significantly larger.
Yeah.
So if you're just going by like
you and I
more
can,
plastic equals more money.
You and I can make a little trippy trip to the Nintendo store and pick these two up.
Oh, that's a great idea.
As a fun thing to do.
Oh, that's
what
perfect.
Do you think?
That's I love that. Yes,
okay,
let's do that.
That'll be something fun for us to do.
Then there's the case of this special edition.
Yes.
Which includes, so it's again, it's $120.
I do love that steel case.
Comes in this nice box.
Yeah.
You get the steel case and you get the Metroid suit amiibo, which as of right now seems to be exclusively only in this special edition. And I think this sucks.
That does suck. Maybe later on they'll make it available.
Because out of all of these, that's the one I want. And I'm not getting the special edition. So let's see. What is the math? So the game is $70 physical.
Okay.
So how are we getting... That's $50 left. I guess you could argue this is also a $40 amiibo plus $10 for the steel case.
Well, that's a lot of money, though.
I'm not paying that, though.
That's a lot of money.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. That's a pretty cool amiibo, but I don't think it's worth paying the $120 for the
I think this amiibo is incredible.
I know.
But I don't want to say never, but I will not be bent to.
Is there someone that wants the steelbook but not the amiibo that I could just buy the amiibo?
I'm gonna guess
off
they want
you?
The amiibo.
They want the amiibo. All right.
But it is very cool.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All three. I think all three of these amiibos are really awesome. Like I'm not really like a huge collect like buy every single one, but for the special ones, I do like it, especially. We don't get that much Metroid stuff, is the thing, too. Like, there's very little, like, Metroid merch available. Mm. And I just get excited when we finally have something that's not a shirt with a logo on it, you know? And that's so lame. This Chozo statue, I love it. I think it's so cool.
It's really cool.
It's like one of my favorite things with the little hand. Oh my gosh, I love this.
Speaking of amiibo, there are also Mega Man amiibo. There are two of those. Capcom's been doing a lot of amiibo.
I know.
Lately.
That's why when you were making your prediction, I'm like, this is definitely going to happen because they've been doing so much amiibo. So, yeah, you get
making
Mega
amiibo
Man.
Of ridiculous Street Fighter characters that nobody cares about.
Oh, and then it goes on sale.
It went deep on sale.
Deep discount.
Yeah. So you got a Mega Man, you got a Proto Man. Mm-hmm. I'll get the Mega. I'm not the biggest Proto Man fan.
Yeah, I think Mega Man.
I'll just get that.
Just get that. Yeah. You don't need anything else.
Other Capcom news. So they came out with more information on the Switch 2 version of Monster Hunter Wilds. Mm-hmm. So the base price for this, physical and digital, will be $40.
Pretty good.
That's a game key card, by the way.
Yeah.
If you buy the game, so pre-orders start October 19th, and through December 19th, the game will be $10 off.
Yeah.
If you get it.
They have a special discounted
digital.
Price for $29.99.
Right. It says the physical version includes the base game and a deluxe pack voucher. What do you think that means?
Maybe there's like special things that you can get in there. Like in-game things.
Okay. And this says they also said there will be a demo released before launch.
Nice.
This game was December, right?
Yes.
Do you think they can get this game back to, you know, the heights that they want it to get to?
Well, the good news is that the Switch 2 audience is a new audience that maybe have not played this game yet.
Yeah.
So that's an opportunity right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than not, you know, than trying to re-hit the same audience that played and fell off. That's harder to get back. You're just talking to new people now.
Definitely curious for people who know better than us to look at the technical performance in that trailer.
Mm-hmm. It looked okay to me.
Also, you know, maybe I should, because this game was notoriously not running well on anything when it first came out. But, you know, also another game that was like that was Dragon's Dogma 2, which we played.
And it looked great.
And saw on a Switch 2, and it's like, oh, this seems to be fine. So maybe they got over it or figured out
some sort of engine.
Yeah, so never say never with these things.
Yeah, totally. I mean, maybe that's why it took so long, because they were trying to figure out the solution, you know?
But I don't know, I'm just kind of...
You're fatigued.
I'm just a little fatigued on this game.
Yeah,
so
you're fatigued.
I think I'm going to sit down. And the other thing that, as of now, we do not have an answer for is, does a save data transfer?
That's my biggest question, actually.
In any way, shape, or form. We do not know.
Yeah, I have a pretty, like, I sunk some time into my character, so I don't really want to start from scratch.
It wouldn't be great to start over.
Someone can
especially since this game is structured in a way, it's like, oh, you have to beat the story
to really like open up the game.
Get to all the multiplayer stuff you might want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I didn't love that.
And like a lot of the more fun quests, you have to be at a certain hunter rank.
Yeah.
And that was not like easy to come by. You know, I have people like power leveling me. So I would like to just carry that over if possible.
Yeah. Stellar Blade, there's also more details about the physical version of this, which it looks like it's being done in conjunction with PM Studios. Not a game key card. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be day and date. And there's all this stuff here in this visual that you're getting. And there's also the Bayonetta costumes as well.
Ooh.
So, again, going to make you sweat.
Okay.
You know, it's easy to gravitate towards the biggest things in the Direct, but I think there were also a lot of lesser-known games, or I hesitate to call them smaller games, but things that people may have overlooked or not known about.
Yeah.
Cairn, if you watched our reaction, you probably saw a big reaction from me on Cairn.
Yeah, it's a game you loved.
Which is a rock climbing game. With this really cool look. Kind of looks like a Frank Miller comic book.
Yeah, it does.
It's these big, chunky lines. Really beautiful graphics.
I was going to say Vistas.
Potentially the Vista game of the year.
Yeah, Vistas as far as the eye can see.
Very high on
my... Did this game come out earlier this year?
Yes, it did. It came out around the start of the year. I played it on PS5.
Okay. So still a this year game, at least.
Yeah, still pretty fresh. But there have been a lot of like rock climbing games. I think just the mechanics of this were also really interesting, of like strategizing, because you have full control of all your hands and feet. So you can come up with some crazy where it's like, oh, I'm pretzeling up.
It's like you're playing Twister, but in
but you have to be able to reasonably like hold all your weight.
And there's like stamina.
You get the shaky leg.
You get the shaky leg. Oh gosh!
When you get the shaky leg, you're about to fall.
For them arms too. Like, yeah. Shaking.
And then you fall.
And then there's like you said there was a bit of a survival aspect to it as well.
So you
right?
can turn that off because there are parts of that that I liked. Sometimes I didn't like it. But yeah, basically, like you need to go. You get one of those. You know how real climbers have those like hanging tents.
Oh my god.
And you can like cook a meal and rest and you gotta like refill your water bottle.
That seems
and all that
so
stuff.
Scary to be it. Like hanging.
You can turn it
can
off.
Can you
if
even
you don't
sleep
do it.
Like that?
They
oh
can.
Man, that's so crazy.
They
okay.
can. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's pronounced Mecha.
Mecha
Chameleon.
Yes. Looks this really
is,
fun.
This was a Shadow Drop. This was one of those games that was like on Steam.
Big on Steam.
It's like, oh, this game sold X million copies.
It's like one of those friend slot
on
games.
On Steam. And it's like, you know, one, I'm not sure what the total number of players are, but it's like one person is trying to hunt out these people who are chameleoning themselves into the background.
You but it's
like
fun. You like paint over
yourself.
To camouflage. And some of them are you know, it's very creative where you can hide. It looks really fun.
Yeah, so that I guess that was out today. Need to grab that. And I'm wondering if that uses the mouse. It seems like
To like paint?
Seems like a perfect game for the mouse or motion
controls
or something to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stage Fright.
This is from the Overcooked.
I had a turnaround on this. When they started this, I was like, this looks bad.
Oh, I always thought this looked good, and I had to remind you
I
that
did not remember this.
We did see this at a Game Awards, and I was already pretty excited because I like Overcooked a lot.
Yeah.
You don't really like Overcooked as much. But this is a different game, a different kind of game.
This is like a Halloween-y styled escape room.
Yes, but it's co-op, and it has like some of that like sort of, you know, the haze light, like puzzle solve together.
With a costume quest look.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of a costume quest.
Why aren't the costume quest games on Switch?
Double
Fine. You can make a dollar and a cent on a costume quest.
There you go. Forget that Kickstarter. Just make some costume quests.
Man.
But I think this game looks fun. I was disappointed, though, because I thought it was going to be like an October launch date, but it ended up being like a 2027 game. So
you didn't get your Switch 2 edition of Luigi's Mansion.
I never got
it. What the heck?
They never gave me a Halloween-y game. I was so sure that we were going to get a Halloween-y game, but nothing happened.
I was really won over when you made that prediction.
I thought that was a great prediction. Instead, we got $30 Age of Calamity upgrade. Nintendo,
why
what
was that
doing?
Not in the Zelda Direct?
Good question.
Why was that not there?
Good question.
Because
it sucks.
Didn't fit. Killed the vibe. Okay.
So
3D Mario, you were a strong proponent of this being.
I was definitely a believer in like maybe they'll give us a tease.
Some sort of a tease.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
And again, we're still grappling with the tidal waves of Nate the Hate saying this game is coming out in 2027. So we're presumably in a reasonable window of this could be out within the next year.
Yeah. It's just when are they going to tease it?
Right.
Is
so,
the question.
So what do you think the likely scenario is now for 3D Mario?
I don't know. It's interesting because
I
thought that maybe it was like a summer game.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a fall game. You know, maybe it is pushed to... Like, that idea of it being, like, September and then Pokemon Wind and Waves being November seems more reasonable now for some reason. I don't know why. So maybe we'll just get a tease later next year, you know, if it's not going to come out till the fall, which may be the case. But I it's got to be coming soon. I do think it's coming soon.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it's coming next year.
I mean, we're,
I do think it's
we're
coming
operating
next year.
On the assumption that it's true, that it is coming next
Makes
year.
Makes sense,
I mean,
though.
These things can change.
Yeah, it can absolutely
We
change.
Have seen a lot of examples. We joked about it yesterday. These developers getting waylaid on something else. I spent the last 5 years working on Zelda
Notes.
I didn't even bother starting the next game.
Oh, I was supposed to make 3D Mario?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was speaking into a microphone.
I was training Ochi. What do you mean?
I was voice training Ochi. Someone did say that Nintendogs was coming back.
Yeah, that was the same guy.
But that's kind of like Ochi.
It was the same guy.
He's a Nintendog.
I don't know how you bring back Nintendogs.
That is basically, you're basically Ochi is your Nintendo.
All this is leading up to voice commanded Nintendogs?
Maybe.
Count me out.
No,
make it for a, that's a phone game. That's a perfect phone game.
Oh, that's your mobile game.
And you take it for a walk, like a Pokemon Go, and it tracks.
Oh, and then track your progress?
Perfect phone game. Maybe, they didn't say what it's for.
That's true.
Be a phone.
I would play it on a phone.
I would too. I'd much rather play that on a phone than on a Switch.
Than on a Switch, yeah. Okay, anyways, yeah. That's not what we're talking about. But 3D yeah, 3D Mario, though.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you think?
So again, the assumption is it's coming next year.
Do you believe that assumption?
I mean, I guess. I mean, everything else he said was right, unless there's been some change of plans, which could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think any time in the summer to the fall, I do think Pokemon's probably going to take the latest slot.
In the Odyssey, winter, yeah.
Odyssey was November?
No, October.
Excuse me, an October game. So yeah, I think September, or depending on where Pokemon is, sometime in October are possible.
Even early October could be a reasonable
And again,
time.
Back to what we were saying at the top of like, they're thinking about what's in a Direct, what's in a Nintendo today, what's in a shadow, you know, out of nowhere kind of thing that they drop. All these things are possible, even for a 3D Mario.
That's the way to give it some attention.
It doesn't matter.
You know, that's a way to give it like a If they're trying to make certain things feel different and special than other things, like they did with the Zelda Anniversary Direct, like they could be considering some of these other options.
Yeah, and again, I really do think they want people to focus on the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
And right now the focus is on the holidays. And it is a nice thing to dangle that and say, hey, we've got this coming too.
Yeah, just to incentivize you to keep buying
it's
a Switch.
Like, oh, yeah, okay, there's more stuff coming.
Yeah.
I go back, you know, remember the quote from Furukawa? It was like, the lineup will speak for itself in justifying the price increase. Do you think they did that today? And again, we just went through the whole lineup. A lot of games.
Yeah, a lot of games.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still, I mean, just speaking very broadly, like for me, it definitely delivered. Like I came away pretty happy generally with this Direct. But once again, I can really see the person that's waiting for that big, heavy hitting Nintendo game, which is either a 3D Mario or a 3D Zelda.
Sure.
And you're not getting that. And so for them.
Or Smash.
Or Animal Crossing. One of those.
There's a handful of those.
Heavy hitting Nintendo first party games. You didn't get any of those. And so some people may say that it's not worth the price increase.
Right.
You know? So. And that's very reasonable. I would not fault that.
At a time where a lot of people will be rushing to buy a PS5 to play Grand Theft Auto,
And you have so many, you have other options.
You consider, people are making choices, and a lot of people are not going to be buying more than one console,
right?
In any given stretch of time. So those are all considerations, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of Smash Brothers, so again, this was a really hot rumor that was going around. And again, I think all that this person said, and again, like, don't know if this is right or not, they said a new Smash Brothers is in development. Your thoughts?
I mean, this is one where, like, I don't believe it. I think that a Switch 2 version of Smash Ultimate is in the works.
Didn't say that wasn't it.
That's what I think.
That's what that could be.
That's what I think it is.
So
I think it is a Switch 2 version of Smash Ultimate with maybe like three more fighters
passed. So again, I think there's been like a bit of a rush to just like decide, like, oh, this is what it is. This is definitely what it is. And it's like, are we sure?
Yeah.
Are we sure about that?
I don't think there's going to be a new Smash Brothers from Sakurai ever again, is actually what I think.
Okay.
I think that he's going to do Ultimate for Switch 2 and he's probably going to retire.
Retire in what sense?
In the sense of he's not making this game anymore.
Retire from every game?
No, Smash.
Oh, retire from Smash.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sense is that he did everything he wanted to do
yeah.
for Ultimate, and he said so mm-hmm. himself. So I kind of feel like the Switch 2 version of that would be great, still very playable and relevant, and then add some additional fighters. Do another Fighters Pass with a couple more fighters in it
yeah.
that can kind of launch throughout the year, like you know, time it so it's like every couple months you get a new
yeah.
fighter or something like that, and that'll be that.
If Nintendo goes and says, okay, you've retired from this, we're gonna pick up the mantle and keep it going. What do you think is his reaction?
I think he's like, okay, take it then.
He's like, these are your characters. Good luck.
Good luck. I totally think
that. I don't know any of this.
Yeah. These are your characters. You own the licenses.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm washing my hands of this.
I'm going to be having a drink at the bar with Harada and Kamiya.
Yeah. I see ya. I'm like pushing 60. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Perfectly reasonable.
I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. I truly think that's what's going to happen.
Some sort of change seems like it is in the air.
Absolutely.
For Smash Brothers.
So then to fill that time until that change manifests itself and then until they figure out what to do in that situation is you get Smash Ultimate Switch 2 Edition.
Yeah.
Plus a Fighter's Pass.
Who is the right person to lead this? Who is the right team to be involved?
Exactly.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And they're going to be fine. It's going to be a bit of growing pains, of course. But yeah, there has to be an end to this. And that end seems logical now, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, when the rumors came out about this kind of stuff, I immediately was like, well, it's not going to be a brand new Smash.
You know?
Didn't feel like that.
So we both gave this direct, B+
mm-hmm.
in our, instant reaction this morning, which is definitely higher than some other things I've seen. We're going to go through our Patreon community poll in just a moment. Would you like a chance to revise?
No, I think it's a B+. I'm feeling pretty good about both the first-party games, Metroid, Ravenous, and Kirby. I think both look really fun. And there's a good handful of third-party games that I was pretty excited about. Layton, finally. That's so funny that the game finally got some kind of announcement and confirmation. But there was a handful of like pretty good third-party games, too. So, yeah, I think B+ for me.
You know, I'm going to drop it because there was something I did not realize that the Duskbloods was not in there until after I gave the grade.
The Duskbloods.
So considering they have said for ages that this is a 2026 game and
you're mad about
just the
that.
Strangeness
yeah.
around that, I'm going to drop it to a B
for
that reason
All right, fair.
Alone.
Metroid Ravenous really carry this direct for me.
So. If you look at, you know, focus on the highs, it's like, yeah, we got some games that are looking really good that we're excited to play that are not super far off.
Yeah.
And again, you have to acknowledge the role the leaks played and mm-hmm. the way that those were perceived, which is too bad.
Yeah.
But we're going to be off to the races with those games soon. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I'm still excited about the Chozo statue amiibo. Now I'm like, okay, I'm going to make...
When was the last time you bought an amiibo?
So long. This is the only thing that I want. Interested in. Okay, so then I'm going to make a little
morph ball.
I'm going to put a tiny light on the inside.
Oh.
So that it like glows.
Wow.
I'm excited. Give me the amiibo so
that's
I can
cool.
do some cool customization.
All right. I'm excited to see that.
Right? Wouldn't that be fun?
That sounds great.
That can be for the set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
B+.
What happens now? We just had back-to-back directs.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, you know, Nintendo's probably learning some lessons after this whole, you know, weekend and week plus of activity and people talking and people's reactions to everything. I think the thing that we're missing that should be coming next is the Zelda movie mm-hmm. news. I think that's going to happen very soon.
Yeah.
And then it's really just focusing on the games launching in the next couple of
months.
It's the holiday. It's the holiday stuff. So yeah. we gotta still, you know, they have a big game in Fire Emblem that's coming out in mere weeks.
They're just heavy up on all that stuff.
They got a lot of games coming out for the latter part of the year. They still gotta launch Ocarina of Time.
Right.
They gotta do some stuff.
And they're good at this. Like they're good at cashing in on the holiday. So
yes.
It's gonna be a lot of those games that are coming out, a lot of Ocarina. Mm-hmm. You're gonna start to see the trailer. Oh, Timmy and Tommy are around the tree for the holidays. Oh, grandma's here. Oh, we're playing Switch Sports.
Oh, here we go.
Isn't this so much fun?
Oh, dad is sharing Ocarina time with his kid for the first time.
Daddy's crying.
Mommy is crying. Timmy is crying.
Everybody's crying. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy as we see a Deku tree.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be good.
Deku nuts. We're
like I've been saying, the year's basically over.
Yes.
It's Metroid Ravenous is basically out.
I mean, it's really in mere months.
It's basically there. So
mere months.
Time's going to start to go real fast. So get ready.
Yeah.
Our Patreon community, we did a poll with them to get their grade for the direct. 14% gave it an A, 37% gave it a B. 38% gave it a C, 10% gave it a D, and 2% gave it an F.
Oh no, the Fs are here? No
versus
Fs yesterday.
Yesterday, we had A was the primary.
Yeah, 40-something percent.
Very high percentage of A's. Sky on PC said, a direct so clogged by bad third-party port trailers that I wish I just slept in.
Oh.
Kirby was really the only highlight for me, but I know Metroid fans are excited for Ravenous 2. Both trailers I could have just watched on Nintendo Today instead. Ivan said, I don't think this was their strongest Direct, and it's a repeat of their Direct from earlier this year. It felt like a partner Direct sprinkled with updated and expanded previously released Switch games. I'm a fan of the new 2D Metroid game and Kirby's brand new 3D open world game and the new Mario Kart World update. Am I ever going to finish this game? But it didn't seem like a Nintendo Direct.
Mm-hmm.
I still gave it a B, because I'm glad Nintendo is supporting third-party games and they look good on the console. And Walk the Croc on a Rock, that's a cool name, says, this Direct feels like it was a test in expectation management. I purposely did my best to not look at anyone's rumors or leaks. Even though I am not a big fan of most of the series announced, I am still happy with the Direct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Again, general Directs are just hard, I think.
It's true.
It's just too much variety and not everybody's going to jive with everything that's in there, you know?
It's like spin the wheel and maybe you'll get something you're into.
You should probably just always think to yourself, like, probably 2% of this stuff I'm going to be hyped for.
Yeah.
The rest, 98%, is probably going to be either just okay or a series that I don't play.
Right, right. I mean, it's crazy just looking at, like, all the games that
like
are coming out. It's like all these games are trying to find an audience and find success and... It's not going to happen for all of them, but
how does that
all shake out?
It happens,
I don't know,
to a varying degree of numbers.
Yeah.
You know, like some audiences are an audience of 100 versus a million.
Right.
So that's what it is.
So yesterday we did the games we are playing. Today we're going to do some other news.
Yes.
So I guess we're playing the news jingle twice today. Wow, that's a breakthrough. Last week, there was a PlayStation State of Play presentation, which was considered to not be very good.
Yeah.
Again, kind of too long, too bloated, not enough big news. But they did have this expanded look at Final Fantasy VII Revelation, which looked good, and the game did get a launch date, which was repeated in the Nintendo Direct.
Right.
It is April 8th. Is that around the time you were expecting?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they have been just going really hard on this game.
Every single showcase this game has been in.
To the extent that's like, is this game coming out in like a week?
No, but they're just, I kind of commend them, honestly. It's like, this is like marketing. Like, you're everywhere. People cannot avoid this thing.
Right, right.
This is the conclusion of this like very, you know, long and like big journey that this remake took. So I do feel like they're kind of putting everything out there as like, finally, this is the end.
Yeah.
And it feels like that way. And I think they're doing a good job, you know?
Yeah. Maybe it was last week or the week before, we were talking about Gears of War and how they managed to do those first three games on the Xbox 360. I was like, boy, that'd never happen again. But if you look at this, they all have done three games in 7 years, which is not super, I mean, and then you consider just the modern game development realities.
We haven't gotten a Mario 3D game in 10 years.
I mean, that's pretty incredible that they did these three really, really huge games in that span of time. And yes, there was a lot of buildup to get to the point where they even released the first game.
Yeah.
But once they got going, they were really stuck to it.
On pace. And each game has expanded in scope as well. Like, if you look at Final Fantasy Remake to Rebirth, Rebirth scope is way bigger.
Right.
So I'm just, and this one looks even bigger than that.
There is a scenario where all three of these games takes 10 years to make.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
This Switch 2 logo looks so out of place.
It's not white. Yeah.
It does not look good.
It stands out. Forward.
Doesn't look good.
Catches your eye.
Someone should have color masked that. Nintendo would not allow
it. You can't do that. Flipped it, too.
Flipped it. I do that all the time with their stuff.
With the last game, the rallying cry was, it's on two discs.
Mm-hmm. No more two discs.
Seems like that is not the case, but there are physical versions on most platforms. But all versions, it seems, will now require some sort of an additional download. So even beyond, like, the PS5, I put the disc in, it installs. You're still going to have to download something else.
Yeah, it's just a huge game.
Because it's just such a big game. So that's an interesting sort of wrinkle of that some people might want to consider.
Are you playing this game on a Switch, too?
You know, I don't know.
I was going to ask you because
I don't know.
Originally, we played all games on a PS4 and 5.
Yeah.
And then we replayed Final Fantasy Remake for Switch 2, and that ran and looked great, except for poor Cloud's hair. But I'm wondering, this game seems pretty big. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean, they had some footage in the Direct. I thought it looked fine on the same level. I can't really see it being much worse than the last game, which was already a really big scope.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Part of me is like, yeah, I do want this to be as grand and as
experience as
flashy
possible.
But the flip side is going to be a long game too. So I might like the flexibility to play it on the go. So my answer is I don't know.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't know either, actually. Because I enjoyed my experience playing Final Fantasy Remake on a Switch 2. I thought it was a really solid version. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of get the sense of like, oh, this is the final game and we're finally like wrapping up this big epic adventure. Do I want to play it on a PS5? You know? I don't know. I'll decide later. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
We have some updates on two new releases. I think both of these games released last week, and they have both sold over 1 million units, which is cool. So Onimusha, Way of the Sword, they said sold over 1 million copies globally on launch day.
Wow.
So on day one, sold over 1 million.
Holy moly. Globally, though. Globally.
Well, yeah.
This artwork is so cute.
With the lion dogs. They need to lean into these lion dogs.
The lion dogs. Oh my gosh. They're so...
Where's the plush? Where's the plush?
They make good plush, Capcom. Yeah. Give me the plush of the lion dog. I would definitely buy that. So cute.
Yesterday, I talked about my adventures in Onimusha. Mm-hmm. And last night, I may have rage quit this game permanently. It turns out it was not the final boss. It was the penultimate boss, which... It kind of changes up like these fights, and it's one of these bosses fights that goes really long. So even if you die, you're starting over from the beginning. It's like I just burned 15 minutes, 20 minutes trying to do this, and I'm starting
over.
This was on easy.
Oh no!
But it's just like oh, there's no other boss fights that are like this one, and it was just kind of annoying and tedious.
Yeah.
And
that's the worst.
That may be the end.
That's the worst. People have...
I've done this a surprising number of times. Gotten to the final boss and said, yeah, I'm good. And just stopped playing a game.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
This is your...
I'll watch the ending on YouTube.
This is your habit. I'm good. You know, your habit of doing this. I have heard this from a lot of other people, though, about the final two bosses.
Oh, really?
Like, Steven Totillo, even. I was reading his...
Did he even get that far?
He said that it was like...
I think he noped out even before that.
He noped out before that? Yeah. He said that it was like 15 hours of, like, bliss, and then, like, you know, 6 hours of, like, nightmarish tedium.
Yeah,
yeah. So there is a mixed bag of, like, the back half of the game is you know, tough for reasons.
We'll see if I recover.
Okay.
The other game is, now we have the official name.
Uh-huh.
The Blood of Dawnwalker.
I still think your name is better.
Blood of the Dawnwalker is a way cooler name.
Blood of the Dawnwalker is a cooler name because you're a vampire.
So they have also sold 1 million copies. And guess what? I'm one of them. I got it here.
You got it.
I wanted to share this because this came yesterday. I just ordered, like, the regular listing on Amazon, and I got this fancy edition, which is the, is this like the day one edition or something? But anyway, it's got this slipcase, steelbook. Look at that. It's got all this kind of like old-timey.
Oh yeah, it looks like one of those
medieval artwork.
Illuminated manuscripts that you know I love.
Right.
This is.
Which is really cool.
This is cool.
The disc is in my system. We got this kind of like note from the developers, which is very nice. And then this is super cool.
Wait, is this a map?
Yeah, open this up. Whoa. So this is why I'm not paying $120 for a Metroid Special Edition, but I just spent normal money and got this nice
thing.
Look
at this.
For a regular price.
You should frame this. This is cool.
Yeah, this is the game map, and it's in this really nice, old-timey
It's actually a very, style. Like, nice piece of paper. It's, like, thick. It's very well-made.
Right.
Very nice. And this is just the normal...
The regular edition.
Edition.
I did. This was not a special discount. This was not a special version. This is just the thing that I ordered for the regular price
of
$70.
Wow. See, this is what you need to do for people to be happy.
Yes.
Like, reward your 1 million customers.
You can only do with a physical game, too.
This is very cool. Very, very cool. So you have started the game,
I did
said?
Start it.
Okay,
again,
very
briefly. I had an early bedtime last night to get ready for this direct.
But tonight, though.
But I played the first, like, 30 or so minutes. It seemed cool.
I can't wait to hear more about it.
I'll definitely report back next week.
Oh, man, I have no PS5 physical game slot.
You have no way of playing
slot,
this, so.
Even if you have this, you can't even share it with me.
Yoink.
Ah!
Not for you. You're playing The Witcher.
I'm going to play The Witcher, yes.
You could play A Witcher on a PS5, you know? If you really, you could do that too.
Like right now.
Well, you should wait for the new version.
The new version.
Because it'll be all shiny and cool.
No, but I want to play it on my Switch. I can take it with me.
You want to do that.
Yeah, because it's kind of a long game, right? So.
Kind of, yeah.
So then I could take it with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, how fun. Okay, more things.
Yes.
More news.
We have one more story. This is an interesting one.
Oh, yeah.
So Jeff Keighley and Mark Cerny, who had a really long and storied career in games, and he was like the architect of the PlayStation 4, and that's kind of been his latest like claim to fame. They have started this new like charitable foundation. It's called the Nova Games Foundation, where they're just like straight up giving pretty sizable amounts of money to up and coming game developers. And it's associated with some particular universities around the world. So there's New York University, USC, Abertay University in Scotland. I can't pronounce this one in France. T.H. Cologne.
Oh, Cologne.
Jeff Keighley's been visiting Cologne. Look what he's been doing.
Guten Abend.
T.H. Cologne and the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology. But they've each like put up like a significant amount of their own money.
Wow.
And the recipients can get $100,000, and some could be eligible for $500,000, depending on
projects.
Like how promising the project looks. And it's like, yeah, it's true. Like these game budgets... Like, I don't know if that's going to completely cover that, but it is something, and it is a start on getting you on your way. And they both talked about how, like, and especially Mark Cerny was like, yeah, my career is almost over in games, so I kind of want to see what I can do with everything I've learned and everything
Give
I've done.
Give back a little bit, too.
To help people come along. And then Jeff Keighley also had these quotes of, like, yeah, I don't take financial stakes in games, but I want to sort of... help set up these people for success. So,
For him, taking a financial stake is a little bit like of
a
conflict of interest.
Yeah.
But this is more of a philanthropical endeavor. So I can see
he said,
that being.
Mark and I have each made multi-million dollar donations to establish the foundation. There's a humble brag.
I'm a multi-millionaire.
Yeah. No big deal.
Whoa. I'm rich.
I'm making it rain.
I'm a rich guy. Well, at least he's doing something good with the money, I guess.
We intend to keep contributing. We hope others will join us.
Okay.
So I think it's easy to be like cynical about this and be like, oh, Jeff Keighley's got some ulterior motive, or it's like a tax. It's a tax.
A tax, right?
It's a rich guy tax thing.
Here comes the Cayman account.
I don't know. Like, I'll take the more positive approach, and like I do believe that these two want to do something good and positive, and hopefully it works out. It's hard for even with funding, like sometimes these things go nowhere. Mm-hmm. But wish them luck.
Yeah, at least this is like kind of like, you know how people say like vote with your wallet or whatever?
Yeah.
Is like, Jeff talks a lot about, you know, the industry is at this crossroads and we got to figure out solutions to have a sustainable industry in the future. At least he's like putting up money to try to help. Mm-hmm. Even if there is some kind of ulterior motive, like he is putting up the money so that you can't say anything to that, you know?
Yeah.
This is, I like the comment of like, we encourage others to join us. Like other rich guys.
Calling open all rich
your,
guys.
Open your wallet, please. Other retired rich guys from the games industry, please open your wallets because there's a lot of you out there.
Tax deductible.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of gaming rich guys out there.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Bobby Kotick.
Oh, Bobby.
Where you is.
I'm not sure Bobby's interested.
He definitely has the money, though.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Okay.
We have almost made it to the end of... It's not even... It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. This is the end of like the truly busy part of the week.
Yeah.
And then we can start to wrap up the week.
Yeah. So again, I hope you'll check us out at patreon.com/kittenkrista. We get all sorts of exclusive stuff. We got that post-direct bonus Q&A coming your way. Get the free Metroid Dread.
Oh, yes.
Spoiler cast. And you'd be surprised how much other stuff we got out there that you won't find anywhere else.
We are also on the social. We're on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Blue Sky, and Threads.
And depending on whether you're watching or listening to this podcast, you can subscribe, review it, share it with your friends. We love all those things.
Please do all of it. Thank you. We didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, but let's shout out some wonderful Patreon community members, starting with Final Boss, Aaron Hash.
We have yet to hear Aaron Hash's top news from the directs.
Yes.
So this is the summoning. We are summoning
Mario Kart, maybe? Aaron Hash is a big racing guy, okay. So Mario Kart might be up his alley. Superstars, Eigenverse.
Mike Chin.
Roy Eschke.
VGM Life.
Link the Hero of Wind.
Angela Bycroft.
Toms O'Rourke.
Kyle LaBeouf.
Andrew Yuhas.
Krishuri.
Master Discord.
Travis Torline.
MSN Pocket Gamer.
R. Burns.
Kitten K.
Nathan Clover.
The Shark Among Men.
Rentech.
Kiss My Flapjack.
Paul Gale Network.
Cameron.
Catsley Nerdy.
Zoodiverf.
David Williams Conky Gamers.
David.
Khalifa Al-Swaidi.
Fen O'Connor.
And Funkily Fragilistic Funky Fresh.
And here come the One Up Club, Aaron Burgundy.
Ad Cool 2000.
Adrian W.
AFRMX.
Age 1000.
Inevolith.
Ali Alejandro.
Ali McLovin.
Alejandro Arisco Borrego.
Andy Robinson.
Angel 8.
Angie Jojo.
Anthony Kager.
Aristu.
Art 64.
Artisan 64.
Astro Dev.
Asarax.
Awesome 46.
Bino.
Barnstorm.
Bates.
Berserker.
Bob Clayfin.
Boost Toast.
Brandon Kavapal.
Brovac Novak.
Bert Rito.
Keshu.
Cedric Benson.
Chadir.
Chelly Squirrel.
Kai X.
Crispy Saurus.
Christopher Lay.
Colleen Finnegan.
Cool Blue.
Connor.
Cosmic Titan 718.
CP Coaster Lover.
Captain Alex.
Sea Roper 17.
Cruising Garza.
Cyan Folds.
Devers.
Dagdaleo.
Dallas E.
Dane.
Dennis M2.
Doghead.
Doinko.
Dre.
Dr. Saturn.
Dubs 496.
Doodad Life.
Eccentric Tony.
Elite Peach.
Eric Baxter.
Esperts 50.
Furbound.
Fernie and Jeff. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fernie and Jess Forever.
Fox Deploy.
Fred Rossi.
Gabriel Velez.
Gamer Nerd 78.
Gary.
Garf the Wolf.
Gartooth.
Geezer Gamer.
Gianni.
Guilty Phoenix 42.
Ganika Joe.
Hail Jose.
Iris Merritt.
Isaiah Kim.
It's your boy J-Ho.
Ivan.
J Rando.
Jab Jobs.
Jack Albert.
Jahari Garcia.
Jake the Snake 22X.
Jameson Eisenberg.
J Bar.
Jerry 92602.
Jim Wakelin.
JLP Second.
Joe Encarnacion.
John Diaz.
Jonathan Rowe.
John Comboy.
Jordan Hemmerly.
Joris.
Joshua Clements.
Jujifruit.
Justin Leminger.
Jay Wolf.
Kaylin.
Katie Eastep.
Kawa 2796.
Kevin Delane.
Katrina.
Kay Hooper.
Kilo Kibo.
Christy Eckert.
Kyle Gamer Barry Rookie.
Kyle 325.
Kyle Kretzer.
Larry Fitzpatrick.
Lazy Cat for Coffee.
Leah Rao.
Lex.
Litton.
Logan Affleck.
Luke Hayabusa.
Luna B.
Lynn.
Matcha Potato.
Mac the Cat.
Mad Dog 5981.
Magnificent Easy J plus Kelly Marie.
Mario Man 392.
Mary Cohen Coulson.
Marky Man 64.
Oh no! Sorry. Mateus.
Maverick Nate.
Megan.
May plus Leon.
Michael Mazer.
Michael Wong.
Mikey Macaroni.
Mr. Ryan 07.
Motomania.
Mr. Andy Paul.
Mr. Beans and Dip.
Mr. Bendu 101.
Mr. Underscore.
Mytran.
Nasir.
Nyef E.
Nigbia Reeves.
Nintendo 64.
Ninja 11.
Ninja Black Belt.
Nova Rue.
One of a Kind.
Orion.
Pangy.
Patrice Millette.
Pave the Way.
Peach Booty.
Pedro Cornell.
Paramar.
Prime Factor.
Prince Charmless.
PS Switch.
Punky.
Quintet.
Reckless Thomas.
Rob M.
Rob O.
Rob Y.
Robbie DLC.
Romsky 113.
Rocks.
Ryan Haas.
Ryanetta.
Salkin 20XX.
Scott Seward.
Sebastiano Garasso.
Sharif Jackson.
What's so funny? Shinryu.
I'm going to help you while you drink water. Shining Elizabeth.
Slowbro.
Shump.
Schnazzle.
A Spacey Poo.
Spicy Munchkin.
Star Fox Jubilation.
Stuart Radley.
Swan Bow.
Pseudo Priest.
Sharitak.
21 Sick Productions.
Tales of Link.
Talica. Tamer Rhymes with Hammer.
Tanuki Dragoon.
Tay 120 and 64.
Tamer Rhymes with Hammer.
Teal Fox 64.
The Kagers.
The Quiet One.
Thomas Alvarez.
Three Rivers.
Tor Cheeks.
Totally Joe Ed.
Totomaru.
Trajawi.
Trevor Collins.
Tug's Puppy Bear.
Tusku.
Tybear the Bear.
Tyler Geis.
Victor MK.
Vidge Michter.
Vinny O. Games.
Viridian.
Virtual Bot.
Waffles.
WG Grizzy.
William George.
Wicked Davey.
Yami.
YJ Choi.
Zach.
Zelkaroff.
Zapatty.
Zero Link.
And Zubar Fentez.
All right. Our brains are clearly
out of order reading.
Running on fumes.
Whoa. Okay. We gotta go.
Now we've done it.
We've done it. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.